Chapter 4. You can't get there from here. There's a saying often pinned on Einstein that insanity is doing the same thing over and over while expecting different results. Whether Einstein actually said it or not doesn't matter. What matters is that it's true. If you change nothing, nothing changes. And here's the kicker. We are right now exactly where the sum of our past choices has landed us, whether we made those choices consciously or by default. That's not easy to face, especially if you're not happy with where you are, but it is the starting line. Until you recognize your role and where you've ended up, you'll never take ownership of where you're going. For many people, where they end up isn't where they truly want to be. The really important point is this. Unless you are aware of the consequences of the choices you make or the decisions you don't make, you are living without direction. Lost people are rarely happy. What did I mention earlier? You can't get there from here, especially when you're lost. Living without a destination causes life to become a rerun. Every day begins to look like the one before. Get up, go to work, come home, numb yourself with TV or scrolling, go to bed, repeat. Do this long enough, and a year isn't really 365 new days. It's the same day lived 365 times. Multiply that by your age, and you may suddenly realize you've been running the same loop for years. A new day, the same way, in the same place, with no change, is the recipe for unhappiness. It's like heading out on a journey without deciding on a final destination. Because you haven't chosen where you want to go, you never truly know when you've arrived. Each day starts without a clear idea of what you want or where you want to go. For some people, this amounts to years of going nowhere. And for some of you reading this, I know you understand exactly what I'm talking about. Think about your GPS. If you punch in no destination, where do you end up? Nowhere. You just circle the same blocks, burning gas and wasting time. Life works exactly the same way. Without a clear picture of where you want to go, you drift, you stall, you feel frustrated because deep down you know you are capable of more, but you don't know what more looks like. The good news is that you don't need to have the whole map figured out. You just need direction, a North Star, a sense of what happiness looks like for you. Every happy life needs to reach a station or destination every so often throughout the journey. Do the math. How old are you now, and how many years have you been living the same day over and over again? A key ingredient in being happy is having a destination for your life. You want a destination in mind for each day and a vision for the full journey. What does happiness mean to you? If you're not sure, ask yourself, where do I want to go? And remember, it's not about a new pair of shoes or the latest electronic gizmo. Think outside the box. Imagine instead where you would truly like to go and who you want to be. Be bold, be daring, and see for yourself what can really happen. There was a time in my 20s when I had no destination at all. I was working hard, hustling in every direction, but going nowhere. At the end of the week, I was exhausted but had nothing to show for it. One night it hit me. I wasn't living. I was simply surviving on autopilot. I had no target, no vision of what happiness looked like for me, so how could I possibly be moving toward it? That uncomfortable realization forced me to stop drifting and start steering. I didn't figure everything out instantly, but I stopped being a passenger in my own life. And that changed everything. Here's the deal. Happiness requires direction. You can't stumble into it by accident. You need to know where you're headed and why. And no, the answer isn't a new gadget, a shopping trip, or another dopamine hit from social media. It starts with asking yourself the powerful question, what does happiness look like for me? Not the Hallmark version, not what your friends or family expect of you, not the social media likes you want. When you define it clearly, whether it's freedom, love, peace of mind, contribution, expression, or something else entirely, you can begin making daily choices that point you in that direction. Because the truth is simple. You can't get to where you want to go if you don't know where the there is. If you don't define your destination, don't be surprised when you never arrive. Reflection exercise. Define your North Star. Take 5 quiet minutes right now. No phone, no TV, no distractions. Grab a notebook or open a blank page on your computer and answer these 3 questions honestly. If nothing in my life changed and I lived the next 10 years exactly as I am today, how would I feel? When I picture myself truly happy, what does that life look like in detail? Who is there? What am I doing? How do I feel waking up each day? What is one small step I could take this week that would point me closer to that version of happiness? Write it down. Don't overthink it. Don't edit yourself. Just be honest. This is your North Star. It isn't about perfection. It's about direction.